some local reporting on Heather Like here. Now, Jason Mackey wrote a story in the Post-Gazette. I saw Pittsburgh Sports Now. I think Mike Vukovican covers Pitt for that outlet. Wrote that Northwestern is really interested in Heather Like. And then nationally, Matt Fortuna, who is a really well-known national expert who I believe lives in Chicago, he wrote this last night. So this came out last night. I had not seen this until this morning. Northwestern's three athletic director finalists are indeed Villanova AD Mark Jackson, Pitt athletic director Heather Like, and Washington Commanders senior advisor Jason Wright. You also had a writer for the Sun-Times confirm that. So a bunch of reports saying that Heather Like has had some serious conversations with Northwestern. People probably don't give a rip what I have to say about that. I'm sure people care about your thoughts on that.
Well, this is all stemming from, I guess, her not signing a contract extension, and it's not being done, right? I mean, you know, in these situations, you have a new chancellor, a newish chancellor, who I think has just embarked on her first year of being at the University of Pittsburgh, Joan Gable. Look, I think that people that know business, that understand business, know that whenever there's a new regime and there's a new person that is in control of that regime, they want their own people. I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying that, you know, this is Heather Like's fault. I'm not saying it's Joan Gable's fault. But we just know business. Whenever there's a new head person in football, they want to bring in their coaches. They want to bring in their staff. I don't know if that's the situation going on right now, but usually from what I've been told that these things do get done fairly quick, fairly and significantly, you know, earlier before the contract is actually up. On the flip side of this, obviously Heather Like has done a fantastic job here at the University of Pittsburgh. She's raised the level of play on different programs outside of football and basketball. She's brought back the, you know, the script, the colors, everything, and people love her. But if she is the finalist for Northwestern, I ask you, like, you know, what would you do in a situation like this? Because right now, with the landscape of college football and college sports and college athletics, you look at Northwestern, obviously the education is top-notch. You're about to build, I think, a $800 million, I mean, it'll be done by next year, stadium, new stadium for the football team. You're in the Big Ten. You don't have to worry about the super conferences being left out.
You ain't getting kicked.
You ain't getting kicked out. Like, that's a significant opportunity that I think that if you are a Pitt fan or you are a Pitt alum or whatever, that to monitor, because, you know, that would be entertaining. If I were Heather, that would be entertaining. That would be a very entertaining situation for me if I was the finalist for Northwestern, because not saying that they have much to offer more than Pitt does, but I've done a lot here at the University of Pittsburgh. I don't know what else there is to accomplish. There probably is a lot of things that she does want to accomplish here. I'm talking about myself. I'm not talking about what she's saying. But you have an opportunity at Northwestern, and you don't have to worry about the whole realignment thing and NIL, and, you know, you do have money and the education. Like, it does make some sense.
It's a totally different world than when she took the job.
Yes.
It is a different job now. And so I would frame it this way. If Heather sticks around, good.
Yes.
Good athletic director. Great athletic director. Has really helped with the Olympic sports, too. We know about volleyball. Coach there is going to be around, though. And so here's what I'll say. If she stays, great. If not, football's in great hands with a head coach that won an ACC championship a couple of years ago and has brought great stability and success to the program. Men's basketball should have made the tournament each of the last 2 years. Really should have been a tournament team last year. A lot of Pitt fans probably view it as a very good basketball team in a program whose arrows pointed up.
On the rise.
On the rise. He's sticking around. So your foundation is still in place at the two primary sports. And then volleyball with Dan Fisher, that has been a big deal, and they're a national title contender now. He's hanging around. So the three, you know, the two major sports, and then the one that's had the most success, even if she goes, you're still in a good spot. And I think you're in a better spot as an athletic department than you were when she got here.
Yes.
Because she brought stability. And there was some tumult before then. So you hope she stays. If not, you wish her well. And the program's in a really good place, I think. But the landscape of college athletics is just shifting under everybody's feet right now.
Everybody's feet. And, you know, you want to find some type of stability. I would think, like, if you are a decision maker, I would want to find some type of stability. And that's why, you know, whenever Northwestern, I saw that yesterday, I was like, wow, like, that does make some sense. Like, if, you know, if I were Heather, like, that would make a lot of sense to me, because there is a lot of stability there just because they're in the Big Ten and they don't have to worry about getting booted out, or they don't have to worry about, hey, knocking on the door, can I come in? Like, they're there.
Think about all the lobbying you probably have to do as an athletic director now with all these tectonic plates shifting and not knowing what the state of your conference is going to be. You just don't know. And the unknown to me is the scariest thing.
Yes.
Like, I want to know what the hell's going on. I want to know what I'm in for as I make 5-year, 10-year plans in my life. And you can't really do that at a lot of institutions right now. But if you are even Vanderbilt, for God's sake, you're not getting booted. That's not the way this is going. Schools aren't getting kicked out. They're just getting added.
Right.
So Northwestern, weirdly, they shouldn't, but Northwestern in a much better spot from a conference realignment standpoint than a whole bunch of schools out there.
And we talk about, you know, I mean, she came from compliance, and that's what, you know, she hangs her hat on. Northwestern is a school that, you know, had a bunch of situations with Fitzgerald, who was their former head coach, that they could probably use some compliance in their athletic department. I don't know how that is now. They probably have patchworked it and try to make it work thus far, but from somebody that came from Ohio State that, you know, hung their hat on compliance and really harps on that here at the University of Pittsburgh, and things have been very smooth. Yeah, if I was Northwestern, that would be a person that I'd be very interested in.
Yeah, I think that's also a good sign for Pitt that their athletic director is sought after. Like, there's no doubt about that. And I do want to underscore, these are just reports.
Right.
A lot of reports from people I trust, but they are, at this point, just reports.